Wednesday, wonderful Wednesday, as I like to say. This is Behind the Mic Radio, and I am your host, Dawn Mack. And wow, what a great day! I hope you've had a wonderful day where you are, and it's been bright and sunny. It has been here, and we've been having some horrible rain, so it's so nice to see the sunshine. It's really lifted my spirits today. It's been so dreary the last week or so, but hopefully you've had a great day, and we are so excited that you're with us tonight because our guest, you are absolutely, I'm thrilled. I can't hardly contain myself, and but he is phenomenal. He's a comedian. He's a magician. He's the host of Cupcake Wars, and everybody loves cupcakes, right? And so we are very, very proud to introduce and bring to you tonight, Dustin Willman. Hello.
Hi, Dawn. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Dustin?
I'm doing so well. I love your intro. You have such a lovely, welcoming, soothing nature. I just want to listen to you talk for hours.
Oh, you're just saying that because I'm a Southerner, that's all.
No, well, that has something to do with it, I guess, but man, it is lovely.
Well, thank you so very much. I do appreciate that. That's very kind of you to say. Well, I have to say thank you for being our guest tonight. I know you've been so incredibly busy, and I'm just really appreciative that you're able to, you know, carve a little bit of time away for us, and that's such an honorable thing. Thank you so much. It's just
100%.
A pleasure having you with us.
Thank you for asking.
I think that you are phenomenal. I mean, I've kind of been following you for a little while, but I have to say that watching you on Cupcake Wars, well, first of all, I don't think there's anyone that watches that show that doesn't just every time go, I want to go through the screen and eat all those cupcakes. And
I know.
And I know. It's unbelievable. And I have to ask you, because I'm sure a lot of people wonder, how do you keep your figure? Because being around all those cupcakes, it has, I mean, different ones all the time. It has to be quite the temptation.
It is. You know, I rarely think of myself as having a figure, quote unquote. But if I guess, how do I keep the figure I have? The good news is that I never have to eat a cupcake on camera. So therefore, you know, I don't have to eat them all, but I keep a fork in my pocket. Whenever Candace and Florian either say this one is really good or this one is really bad, I have to try it. I don't want anything in between. I want to know what is brilliant, and then also it's hard to mess up a cupcake, so when it's really bad, I got to try that too.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and just so you know, this whole figure thing, that's a whole tongue-in-cheek form of speech for us Southern.
No, I love it. I love it. I rarely get to hear someone refer to my figure, you know, so it's nice. Yeah.
Well, you know,
my girlish figure.
Sometimes I think when – you know, you're around that much food, especially something as tempting as a cupcake, it would be the smell of all that icing and everything would just make you want to gain 10 pounds, or you would psychologically think you had. And you know, and I've often wondered, it's interesting that you just mentioned this now, when you're watching that show and you see all the different contestants and you see all the different concoctions, and some of those cupcake flavors are just like out there, and you're like, wow. You know, who would have ever thought of this and the ingredients that are used? And it really becomes a very, very creative process. And, you know, so I have wondered often, are there any bad cupcakes? You know, how did they really taste? You know, it's hard to know from watching it on TV. They all look scrumpy.
It is hard to know, but the judges do a good job. They're always brutally honest, you know. So when it's good, they say it. When it's mediocre, they say it. But when it's bad, they say it. And, you know, even though a lot of these bakers are so good, when you put them under the gun, you give them 45 minutes, because most people aren't used to baking with a ticking clock. You know, you're used to taking your time and making sure you measure everything precisely. But when you're throwing the ingredients at the last minute, and then the clock's ticking at you, and then I'm staring at you, and I'm yelling, you got 30 minutes, and there's cameras in your face. Yeah, this, you know, you can people tend to mess up a little bit, and that's what makes good television, luckily. So.
Oh, yeah. It's like no pressure, you know. I don't even know that I mean, I love to bake, but I don't think I've ever baked anything in the time frame of 45 minutes, you know. So that's quite the feat
in
itself.
With no trial and error as well, you know.
Exactly. You know, so, you know, there have been so many different, and all the seasons of Cupcake Wars have been so many different flavors of cupcakes, as you know. And do you have a particular favorite that just kind of has stuck with you in terms of, oh gosh, I wish we would have these on here again kind of thing?
You know, I get asked that all the time. I like the classics. I like a good chocolate peanut butter cupcake. I love when there's bacon involved, and that's what makes me happy. You know, when they go a little crazy with the flavors, it's just hard to, you know, sometimes you can eat it and be like, wow, this tastes good, I'm impressed, but you don't want to eat a dozen of them. You're not going to crave them.
Yeah.
What you crave are just the classic traditional staples done well. And that's, you know, that's what makes me tick.
Well, and let's talk about what else makes you tick, because you know, you're famous for magic. I mean, you're a magician, you're a comedian. I mean, and I guess I kind of want to back up a little bit and just ask you, how did you kind of fall into all that? Because, I mean, were you naturally funny as a kid, or were you the class clown?
You know, let me think. Because a lot of people, of course, only know me as the cupcake guy, so I'm glad we get to travel back in time a little bit here. So I was not the class clown. I was an awkward kid, and I don't remember being especially introverted, but I love making people laugh. I always remember that, but I remember being shy. And then when I was 12, I came across magic as a hobby. I kind of literally fell into it. I had a stupid accident where I was riding my bike while wearing rollerblades at the same time, trying to impress some girls. Flew over the handlebars, broke both arms at the same time. My doctor recommended magic to get my dexterity back. I became a magician. This all happened kind of over the age of 12, 13. And then I just became obsessed with magic. And it's so funny. Magic is such a great hobby for, you know, a young boy or girl, because it gives you, well, for me, it made me a great reader, because I had to devour these books to tackle, you know, these tricks that I wanted to learn. And magic teaches great social skills. It just kind of gives you a great context to kind of find your own personality and be in front of other people. And, you know, as opposed to public speaking, you know, you kind of have this job you're doing. You're trying to do this trick, you know, get from beginning to end while kind of doing some misdirection and learning the gift for gab. So it was a great hobby for me. And then through magic is where I discovered comedy and just my innate desire to be an entertainer, whether it was doing magic or making people laugh or doing stupid stuff or just cracking jokes or playing a game or whatever it was, hosting something. You know, I just kind of just love the idea of being, you know, an entertainer, kind of jack of all trades, being a showman. And that's kind of what carried me through. And I did magic all throughout high school. In college, I started doing magic pretty heavily professionally. Went to Emerson College in Boston. And then on the weekends, I would do like 7-8 birthday parties, bar and bat mitzvahs, Cub Scout events, church events, like wherever they needed entertainment, I would do it. And I think that's, you know, doing my show in a bunch of different environments for a bunch of different audiences, I think is what gave me a well-roundedness as an entertainer, to be able to kind of just figure out how to entertain any demographic, whether it was senior citizens or five-year-olds. And that's kind of my roots. That's my background. And then I moved to L.A. about 11 years ago and kept doing the magic out here and started touring nationwide, doing colleges and theaters. And then about 4 years ago, actually, about 5 years ago, I started doing stuff on the Rachel Ray Show. That's where my hosting career started. And then the Cupcake Wars audition just came along randomly 4 years ago. And, you know, when you live in L.A. and you go out and audition, you kind of get used to facing rejection, in that you audition for so many things and you get all excited about every audition and you start visualizing like, oh, man, I'm going to book this and my life is going to change. And then none of it ever happens. You know, it's just the way it goes. And Cupcake Wars is just one of those auditions that I got excited about. And I was like, you know what, Justin, it's not going to happen. Come on. You don't know anything about cupcakes. And it ended up being just that one audition that worked out. And, of course, now I'm talking to you about cupcakes. That's how things happen.
Yeah, and the rest is history, as they say. And, you know, I will say that as long as I've watched Cupcake Wars, I could not imagine anyone else hosting that show. You do such a phenomenal job. You're so entertaining.
Oh, thank you.
And it's just, it's really neat to watch your interaction with the contestants and how you kind of transition them along, you know, 30 minutes left. And, you know, and it's just neat to see the interaction. I mean, you are a true showman. And you can tell that.
Well, thanks.
Through
it's,
on
a
the
unique,
screen.
It's a unique job because my gut instinct, of course, is always to be, you know, when I'm doing my shows and stuff, I'm kind of the center of attention, and obviously that's my job, is to be the entertainer and keep everything moving along. So in Cupcake Wars, it was I had to learn to kind of step back and really be more of a glorified traffic cop, because really my job is to let the contestants be the stars and let the cupcakes be what it's all about, and then just only butt in with little jokes or one-liners when appropriate, but really the rest of the time stay out of the way. So it's kind of an odd art form, learning to be that host, because, you know, in the end, you don't want to get in the way. You want to be a conduit for a smooth, you know, fast-paced show. So I'm glad you like it.
I do. But, you know, it's interesting because you know, when you're used to being front and center and doing your act all over the U.S., touring and so forth, and then, you know, being this host of Cupcake Wars. I mean, still, I think when I think of Cupcake Wars, I think of you because you are kind of that focal point that keeps everything moving throughout. And it's really interesting how that works. Now, in terms of your magic, what is the hardest trick that you ever had to learn? Or maybe what's the most challenging for you?
Yeah, you know, it seems like whenever I put a new trick into the show, you know, I feel like I'm learning magic for the first time again because you know, you're so out of your comfort zone. You're so used to really being able to do something second nature without thinking about it, you know. So when you put something new in the mix, every new trick kind of feels like the hardest thing. But something, I'm trying to think of tricks that have been especially difficult. You know, I used to do, and I still do this occasionally, a stunt where I have someone they initial with a marker on a paintball, you know, just a little paintball, and they load it into a paintball gun. And they stand on one side of the stage, and they actually shoot it at me, and I catch their signed paintball in my mouth. Crazy. Mm-hmm. That trick was a little hard to learn. That took, you know, some confidence and some guts and, you know, some trial and error and made that work. I also do a trick where I float a table. I've got this old mahogany table that my parents gave me that I tell the story about when I saw my first magician, and then I proceed to take this table, and it starts to float. Kind of have to see it, but it's pretty cool. And that was one that took a lot of practice. It's a lot of just kind of hand-eye coordination and misdirection and just kind of, you know, choreography going on to make the illusion come together. And that's really what it's all about with the magic is, you know, unlike someone playing the guitar, when someone learns a really hard song and they play that hard song, you can kind of see when they're playing it how hard that must be because you see their fingers doing so much stuff. And you're like, wow, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. But with magic, when you learn a really hard trick, the goal for me is to make it seem effortless, to make it seem like I'm not even doing anything. So magic's a unique art form where the skill is completely hidden versus, you know, guitar or art, you know, where you can actually see all the work that went into it. With magic, the goal is to make it invisible.
Wow. And, you know, for me, I just remember growing up watching magic as a kid and even, you know, as a young adult, so forth. Every time I've ever seen anyone doing magic, it's just so fascinating. That illusionary, you know, effect is just incredible because it's, you know, what is kind of the real secret without giving the secret away? I mean, because it is an illusion and you're able to, you know, to make it look to the audience like, things are happening, things are disappearing, reappearing kind of thing. But that has been always so fascinating to me, how that is done. I've just never had the patience to learn how to do any magic tricks myself. You know, I don't sit still long enough.
I mean, I'm glad you love it because obviously I'm so passionate about it. That's why I've, you know, dedicated my life to it. I always think that magic is very similar to, you know, reading a book or watching a movie, you know, and being teleported into, you know, an alternate universe. Like you sit down at the movies and basically, you know that these are actors. You know that these people are not the real people they're playing. And you know maybe they're on a movie set and, you know, that's a fake wall and there's a guy standing right off, you know, the side, you know, scratching his face with a microphone. But they create the illusion that really takes you to that other world. And, you know, you suspend your disbelief and you just get lost into a beautiful story. So I think what magic does, and it's an ancient art form, but it creates that illusion, you know, live in person. You know, you get to go see a play, and it's like that same thing. But magic, in that same way, lets you suspend your disbelief, but things that are impossible, you know, seem possible, and you're live, and it's right there, and you're seeing it happen. And it really, you know, you can watch magic on TV, and it's great, but there's really nothing better than seeing it right there in person and witnessing it with your own eyes. And, you know, it's interesting because this day and age we're so used to special effects and CGI and, you know, things are so high-tech. Amazing things happen every day. Our phones can do things that blow our minds that are just commonplace now. So I think it's interesting that the role of a magician can still be so powerful, maybe even more so, because we're so desensitized to, you know, the world being able to just do wondrous things, yet still when we see a magician right in front of us make a coin just disappear in his bare hands. It's a beautiful experience, and I love that. For me, it's not really all about you know, the secrets. Obviously, all magic must have a secret, but just like movies have secrets and showbiz secrets and, you know, mm-hmm. how do they make the person look like they're flying, you know, in the movie. It's really all about just that end effect and creating awe and wonder and just for a moment making you forget about, you know, what can be done and what can't be done in the world. It's got so much potential. And I love combining it, of course, with comedy. I love making people laugh. You know, I don't really take myself too seriously. So I like to, you know, simultaneously just kind of get that awe and wonder, you know, while hopefully, you know, imparting my own unique comedic point of view. So much fun.
Well, now, you know, you do have the comedic side and you've combined it with the magic, but have you ever just done straight up stand-up comedy without any magic involved?
You know, I never have. I do a talk show in L.A. here. It's a live late-night talk show. It's called Sleight of Mouse. And it's a magic-infused talk show, but I do a monologue at the beginning that's a chunk of jokes, and it's just 5 minutes straight of jokes, kind of topical stuff. And that's the closest I really come to doing stand-up comedy. But the reason I can feel comfortable doing that is that I know, you know, I may do 5 minutes of straight jokes, but near the end I'll do a magic trick, you know. And that way it's kind of a safety net. I have so much respect, and I've got so many great comedian friends we're just so good at just getting up there with a microphone and they can do an hour and just have you, you know, buckled over in laughter, mm-hmm. you know, with no prop. And it's just such a beautiful gift. I'd love to get better at that and just be able to walk on stage with nothing, you know, and command a crowd. It's a beautiful thing.
But, you know, you have a rare gift because not everybody can get out on stage and do a passel of magic tricks either. And you know, and it's interesting you mentioned, you know, magic and magicians are one of those things that regardless of the era of time we're in or how much, you know, our iPods, our iPhones and what have you can do now for us, that's one of those things that are timeless. I mean, it never loses its appeal. People are still fascinated by magicians and magic tricks. And I think they always will be because it's that illusory thing that kind of takes them, like you said, to that realm. That, you know, kind of a fantasy almost, that, you know, that just, I think, always is going to have an appeal to an audience, don't you think?
I agree, exactly. I mean, it's an art form that's been around forever, and a lot of people don't get to see, you know, we've all kind of seen magic on TV, but a lot of people don't get to see great magic live and in person, and it really is a special thing, you know. Living in Los Angeles, they've got a nightclub called the Magic Castle here, where it's just the best magicians in the world are always coming through, and it's such a treat. And I think magic, as long as the art form of magic keeps evolving with the times and keeps, you know, relevant by doing magic that is either, you know, high tech or dealing with, you know, you can use magic to, you know, make a social statement. You know, you can use magic to really make people think and really challenge people. And as long as we keep evolving to, you know, step it up, I think magic will always be relevant.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Now, you know, you are a television show host. You are a magician, a comedian. Is there something that you would like to add to your repertoire of acts, of your, you know, your great talent is that you've not had the opportunity to do as of yet?
You know, I love acting. I've always, you know, acted throughout college and have had a few roles here and there, little bit parts. I love, you know, it too is, like I mentioned earlier, it kind of is similar to magic and you're creating the illusion that you are someone else. So I'd love to, you know, maybe get some more acting in here and there. It'd be great to do a movie at some point and really do something that's completely unrelated to magic, completely unrelated to hosting, and just kind of see how that feels.
Oh, yeah. And I could definitely see you doing a great comedy or, you know, even a semi-serious film. I think it would be, you know, it would be off the beaten path for you in that way, but I think it would be a great stretch and you would do very well at it. You know,
exactly.
Hey, if you can handle hosting Cupcake Wars and not be totally tempted every time you're on set by all those cupcakes, you can do just about anything.
Exactly.
You know,
I've got that willpower.
The power of temptation. That's right.
Exactly.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm so excited that we love Cupcake Wars. Many of our viewers, listeners do as well. And I hope that it's going to be around for a long time to come. It's known great success. You really make the show what it is, I think. You know, coupled with the great guests, the great amount of cupcakes, all the creativity, it's just a great show. And I'm so glad that Food Network decided to bring that, you know, out there to the audience. And so we hope that
yeah,
it's going to be around for a long time.
Yeah, and you know what's great is that Yeah, starting in just 2 weeks from this weekend, we start shooting season 9, which is crazy. We've already done 101 episodes over the years.
Who would have thought? I mean, I didn't even realize until recently that it has been on 8 seasons already. I mean, that's just unbelievable.
Crazy.
But, wow, what
crazy.
A great testament.
So I'll be seeing the whole gang, and, of course, I'll let them all know how much you guys love it.
Great. That's wonderful. And, well, I think as long as people never lose their love for cupcakes, you guys have got a great hit on your hands. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I mean, what's there to not love? It's a tasty little treat.
Oh, wow.
Go
ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say for your audience as well, if I'm going to be doing some of my one-man magic shows on the road here soon. I'll be in Las Vegas at the Suncoast Casino July 13th and 14th, and they're all-ages shows. So if anyone's in the area, it'd be fun if they came out and got to see me in action. And I'll be in New York City July 27th at the Highline Ballroom. So as much as I love doing all the TV stuff, like I said earlier, there's just nothing more gratifying than doing a live show with a live audience. Anything can happen, and just watching the looks on people's faces as they kind of, really just their brains get crunched trying to figure out what just happened. It's the best.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you ever get down south, please let us know. I would love to get out to see you live because I think that
would be an
awesome show to see. So, well, Justin Willman, thank you so very much for being our special guest this evening. It's been a real blast speaking with you, and we'd love to have
you
back anytime.
Thank you.
All right.
For
well,
sure.
Take care
and
much continued success and best of luck to you.
Cool. Take care. Thanks, Dawn.
All right. You too now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have been speaking to the one and only Justin Willman, the host of Cupcake Wars, where you may know him best, but he also is a magician, a comedian, and just a one-man entertainment source, really. And so you just heard him say he is going to be in Vegas, in July, and even in July. And then later in New York, later in the summer. And if you're in those areas, get out and check out the show. I mean, wow. I bet his show is phenomenal. And because I just love magic. I love seeing magicians. I think so much fun. It's one of the funnest shows you can see live, I think. And it's always so fascinating. You never know what they're going to pull out of the hat. No pun intended. So anyway, we want to say a huge thank you to Justin Willman for being a very special guest today. And thank you to all of you out there for being our listeners and being here tuning in. We greatly, greatly appreciate it. And so we are going to take a few days off, but we will be back here early next week. We're going to take time off for the holiday and hope that you will be doing some great things over the coming weekend. And so we hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Memorial Day. We want to give a huge shout out to all our men and women in the armed services, our armed forces. Thank you so much for what you do for us and put your lives on the line and fight for our country every day so that people like me can do things I love and the next person and so on and so on. Thank you. Your sacrifice is too tremendous and too great, and we really do appreciate it. God bless you all. And with that, that's going to wrap our show for this evening. Again, thanks to Justin Willman, and thank you for being here and for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're brand new to our program, welcome aboard. We're always glad to welcome in new listeners, and we hope this will not be your last time with us. And so with that, I'm signing off, and this is Behind the Mic Radio you've been listening to. I'm your host, Dawn Mack, and we'll be right back here again real soon. Take care, and good night.
Thanks for listening to tonight's show. You can connect to Behind the Mic Radio on Twitter at BT Mic Radio and on Facebook at Behind the Mic Radio. Check out our website at BehindTheMicRadio.com. Also, follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio where you can stay up to date on all upcoming shows. Every episode is available for immediate download upon the conclusion of each broadcast and, as always, on iTunes. Thank you for joining us. Tonight's show has been brought to you by One Taste of Main Street Cake Shop, baked from scratch, custom-made cakes and cupcakes, and you'll be hooked. Every cake is made to order with only the finest and freshest ingredients. This is no ordinary bakery. Cakes are never pre-made. Main Street Cake Shop is in demand, having provided cakes and cupcakes for numerous prestigious events, bridal fairs, and venues. Owned and operated by April Murray, she has garnered many awards for not only her exquisite cake designs, but also for their incredible taste. If you're looking for a cake for any occasion, or cupcakes in a variety of flavors, then Main Street Cake Shop is the place. Visit them on the web at mainstreetcakeshop.com.